going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't ask what I was saying 10 seconds ago.
Don't.
877-881-1053. Franklin Injury Attorney text line if you want to get involved in the conversation. You can also hit us up on YouTube, on Twitch, or tonight at Pluckers Across the DFW. Now, I've been wanting to dive into this for a couple of days. How close do you think NFL teams like really look at mock drafts?
I a lot of times I just feel like they don't.
Okay.
Because they don't want to get in their minds like what a player should be, where the player should be for them.
Ooh, that is interesting.
But I do think that they use it for the opportunity to kind of see in general what some of these guys that they may trust with their information are hearing from other people in the league. That being said, I don't know how many of the guys that put out with how many mock drafts do you think there are?
Oh my God.
I mean, just think like
1,000.
Like,
oh, that's probably low.
Nick Harris. Did you hear Nick Harris this morning when he said, he has 350 on his board.
Wow.
And he said on our air that if you can predict the first person not on his board that's drafted, that's not on his board.
Yeah.
He'll get you tickets to a home game, and I can't remember which one.
Oh, neat.
Go check it out. Go. He put it up on Twitter, and he said, "By the way, this does exclude kickers and punters and like that. Don't throw that into the mix."
Boo.
But like, so you know, there are a lot of mock drafts out there. So who do they trust? You know, like who would Jerry and their group trust if they're going to use one of these? So I don't know.
Kyle Yeomans. That's definitely.
He's watched 200. He said he finally got to 200 for the first time, and he's really excited about this year's draft coverage.
So I think you guys are, well, first of all, you're going to love our draft coverage right here on 105.3 The Fan.
The show.
I think you're going to love it tonight. I think tomorrow you're going to be like, holy cow, it's so good. Then I think on Saturday you're going to be like, it's embarrassing how much better this is than everywhere else.
Mm-hmm,
like embarrassed exactly. For the other people, not for me. I work at this station.
Yeah, we're proud of it.
All right. So I think you're going to love this breakdown. So The Athletic did an article about how NFL teams do or do not deal with mock draft. So let's start with Jason Light with the Bucks. He goes, I mean, I'm a fan. If I wasn't doing this and if I was working in the real world, I would be looking at all of the mock draft. So like, first of all, he's just starting off like, hey, let me just tell you, since I love football, I look at the mock drafts. So The Athletic talked to 18 teams in the NFL. 15 of the 18 teams said they use mock drafts in varying degrees of their pre-draft process. As for the other three, one NFC general manager said that those who said they didn't are probably lying. Zach Taylor with the Cincinnati Bengals. He said, I've had mock drafts in every draft room I've been in since 2012.
Okay.
And so that goes back to when he was the Miami Dolphins quarterback coach. John Schneider with the Seahawks, Les Snead with the Rams, and Dan Morgan with the Panthers said their analytics department monitors media mock drafts and then inputs them into a database so they can notice the trends. And
that's smart.
Okay.
That's real smart. Trends are important in everything.
I'm with you. When we were just talking earlier about Kelvin Banks and like, he looks like the favorite now to be the number six pick. That is something that you can look at, and he's kind of gone from like, ooh, could he be late teens pick? Oh, maybe would the Cowboys consider him too? Now might he go six? And that's something I'm with you on that, Corey. To see that progression, then you're like, okay, maybe somebody else that we didn't think was going to be on our board is now going to be on our board.
Sometimes it's tough to find. Okay, Dane Brugler, you just mentioned his final mock draft.
Yes.
Which one's the mock draft? You know, like which one's
yeah,
the one?
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess it's the final one, but go back and take those. I would take those and line them up in a database and see how accurate these guys typically are. And I know every year that does typically happen, how accurate they are in these projections.
Yes.
And then I'm probably meeting up with them and having dinner and saying, hey, man, let's have a conversation about, A, what you're hearing each year. I'd definitely start sending a bottle to some people that are the most accurate to try and get ahead of the game.
And from the 4-6-9, but draft season is lying season.
Absolutely it is.
And that's where I think the media people are interesting. So I'm going to jump ahead and let's go back to the Panthers. I don't know if you can jump ahead and go back. That didn't really make sense. Whatever, let's keep going. So the Panthers VP of football analytics said they pull from 20 different media members for mock drafts. Two other teams said members of their analytic department feed at least 100 different mock drafts into their databases so they can get like essentially like this is the average draft. This is what we've come up with. And obviously, if you're keyed in on a few specific players, you can look at the trends of, you know, hey, this player looks like he's kind of slid from potentially 8 or 9. Now we're kind of thinking 14 or 15. And so I really like that. But you brought up something, Corey, about maybe not looking at mock drafts because they could be like way off base with what you said. Let's go back to Tampa Bay. We'll take a look at a guy that we have very high on our board and we trust our evaluations. But then if you see every mock has him going into the sixth round, we're like, we know something that everybody else doesn't know, or maybe every other team in the league feels the same way into that person who said it's lying season and they just aren't telling anybody. And he goes, because I didn't tell anybody where our guys are on the board.
Yeah. That's a very valid point there. And that's another thing, too. Some of these mock drafts, Kevin, we've heard over years, this guy does his mock draft based on what he sees.
Yes.
Broadus is very, I see what I see. I'm going to do everything based on that.
Correct.
Some guys do, hey, this is what I'm hearing. Somebody's combine both of them. And, Kevin, that's where when lying season comes into play, hey, man, I can say that I've been feeding this dude information for the last 7 years. But you know what? This year, throwing everybody off, but I'm going to give him some different information. Now that's screwing over the media member. That's not cool. And I think relationships are important there.
What's interesting is some go the other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah.
So check this out. One AFC executive said that every general manager in the league has specific relationships with those members of the media.
And we know this.
Yes.
Like, we know this from our own histories.
And so that what they will do, instead of feeding out information, they will go to those media members and be like, hey, what are you hearing about who's going to go where? And they use that information to go along with it. Now, there's one more thing that has been added to this pretty recently. A new thing. What do you think they're adding to their pre-draft process in addition to mock drafts?
Health?
Betting odds.
Betting odds.
So in the last few years, betting odds have taken up a pretty high standard in the analytics department. So they'll feed in the betting odds as well as the mock drafts. And they're like, this is what the insiders are hearing. This is what the people who are putting their money on it are hearing. And then we go back again to the Ravens. He goes, every once in a while, I wonder, why are we using these mock drafts? Maybe it helps you in the second round, though, because you want to pick one player over another. And then you look at the mock drafts and you're like, oh, this guy pretty consistently has been going in the top 60. So we can't wait for the third round to pick him. And we need to pick that guy now instead of the other guy who's got a better opportunity to slide into the third.
That right there is because when Broda says don't window dress your board, if you're not window dressing your board, then you don't need any of this other stuff, right? My board is what my board is. Yeah. I'm just picking the players that I've told myself to pick at these spots.
Which is what Tampa Bay seems to have gone with.
But then the next level of, okay, I kind of would like a good idea of what these guys might do here because that can help me make my decision two picks ahead of time, so I can go ahead and start getting on the phones with other people and start making a decision there. There's really good uses for these things. It is a lot of gamble to be right about it and know that they're right about what they're hearing, though.
Now, I wanted to add one more part to this that is not necessarily about mock drafts, but how the interview process has changed. So Jay Glazer brought this up, I believe, yesterday, but his reasoning behind it is what caught my fascination.
Yep.
So you mentioned it, injury concerns, character concerns. Like, I get all of that. But the third category that's really been added, he says this year, I bet it's like the last year or two. Does the player love football?
Which was a big deal. With Dez?
Yes.
Remember, it was a big deal. Like, that's what they just kept saying about it. He loves football. That was the biggest factor with Dez Bryant. It was a big deal. When they brought character to the table with Jason Garrett teams, that was part of he loves football. That's part of character for Jason Garrett.
Yes.
Was these guys, how much do, and I brought this up yesterday too, how much do I have to coach them and go grab them and tell them to come to practice? How much do I have to motivate them as opposed to them waking up every morning saying that they're going to go be great on their own?
Now, why do you think that would become a bigger issue as we go along? You're right. It was all, I don't want to pretend like for the first time ever.
This recently is because of the NIL.
Because of the NIL money. Because the way it used to be, certainly at Texas A&M, where we would never attempt to pay players or buy them golden cars.
Y'all literally did that with Eric Dickerson.
I don't even know what you're talking about, and there's no one on the station that can back that up.
Broadus has literally said his dad was the bag man.
All right, well, go see him at the Plano Pluckers, and he'll tell you all about how he tried to cheat the system and still couldn't win an effing national
title. I like this conversation a lot, Kevin.
But it's interesting because in the before times, like, let's just go off of the idea maybe somebody kicked you a payment under the table or whatever, and that's all fine and well. But you went to the NFL and you're like, I'm going to play because this is going to be my trade. This is going to be how I make my money.
Yep.
But then you look at somebody like Carson Beck, who admittedly had a disappointing season. And he bounced over to, now I'm going to go play at Miami. And what did they give him? Like $4 million? I'm not saying that players wouldn't still want to go into the draft and get that second contract. I'm not saying any of that. But if you were Carson Beck before and maybe you eventually got kicked around 150 grand. Versus Carson Beck now, who probably will go into the draft having at least, what, $8 to $10 million in already realized earnings? That changes a lot about how you feel like you may or may not be forced to play football.
Okay. Andrew Luck is another example. Not necessarily with the NIL money, but he realized at some point, do I really want to put my body through this?
Yeah.
Do I really physically? Yeah. How many guys have we seen that are like, I got to take care of my brain?
For sure.
Do I really have to do this? And now I had a note on this for, I think, last week, Kevin, this discussion kind of at a different level. This might be an opportunity for people to go into college with the amount of money that's there and say to themselves, I'm going to play here. I never plan on playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because I can make what, $4 million in college.
Yep.
That's a nice little egg to start whatever business I want to start.
For sure.
I get my degree in whatever I really want to pursue. But if they love football, they're going to follow that. A lot of people love football because of the money that it can provide. Other people are like, I know I'm Travis Frederick. Hey, I know I'm a smart guy. I have money. I can do other things. I don't need to continue doing this to my body.
Yep.
and be part of this in order to be successful. There are lots of opportunities for people. And I've started to wonder how much the NFL is going to look at that and start going, man, how they're going to adjust to it. Will they start going, we got to figure out a way for the college level to not be able to use this money, or what?
Do you think it's not going to be until they start seeing people drop out that they really wanted? Like, maybe you'll lose, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Andrew Luck here and there.
Yeah, exactly. But when all of a sudden you see, like, let's just use this for an example. Let's say Ashton Jeanty, like, really got all of the money at Boise State, or he ended up going somewhere else, and he's like, you know what, I'm going to skip the draft. Yep. Like, I'm done with football.
I appreciate it.
Then, all of a sudden, I feel like the NFL would be like, hold on, what?
My dream has always been to open multiple daycares.
Yeah. I just want that as a drop. I don't know why. It could come in
you
handy.
You agreed with me at the end
of
it.
No, so. Look, I have worked at daycares.
And a lot of these guys, they use their platforms the right way. A lot of guys, they start their foundations. They use their platforms for good things. I appreciate that too. And there is a lot of money that you can use that for. Some people are like, I'm using it to buy myself a cool house. That's pretty much it. But
nothing wrong with that either.
The amount of money that is going into, what did we see, about $40 million salaries?
For one team.
For one team, for one roster. That amount of money can do a lot for a lot of people at the collegiate level. And again, they're there to get their education, is what we're told. So might as well take advantage of that and then have yourself set for when you're done.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.